Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Today on the podcast, we want to talk about some really interesting new updates coming in the, the creative space, specifically from Adobe and from Canva. Adobe has announced that this year they're going to be bringing AI-generated videos to essentially Adobe, which is super, super exciting because up until this point, like even OpenAI has been dragging their feet on Sora, but they announced that it's like, it's going to be this amazing tool, but they never like actually let us use it. So who knows, right? But if we're actually getting it from Adobe, this is really big. And at the same time, people are wondering like, okay, well, what's it going to cost? How's it going to work? We have the company Canva, who famously has integrated a ton of AI tools into their kind of creative suite, is increasing their price significantly, making people wonder like, is Adobe going to have to do the same thing? We're going to talk about all of this on the podcast today. Before we get into it, Jamie, would you mind telling us a little bit about our school community?
Yeah, so our school community is actually, we're offering a discount this week. It's $19 a month. If you sign up, you can lock in that price. But we dropped some serious value bombs over there, different ways you can actually make money with AI, ways we make money, and also just kind of like up-and-coming secrets, things that are not really talked about yet, and ways you can really grow your business and side hustle using AI. So we dropped a really interesting episode this week on ranking on Google using AI, specifically with Perplexity. But we kind of outline all that in this week's bonus content on our school community. So if you're not a part of it, you're going to want to be. It's I've learned already a ton myself so much through it. And there's lots of other like-minded individuals in the group. So I definitely go check that out.
Yeah, it's a great place to be. So into the specifics of what Adobe's doing, I have been looking through. They have a whole bunch of demo videos that they have generated of kind of their video generator. Now, the first thing that I want to say is while it looks fairly decent from the... So they have like one in particular that's the prompt they used is cinematic close-up and detailed portrait of a reindeer in a snowy forest at sunset. The lighting is cinematic and gorgeous and soft and sun-kissed with golden-backed and dreamy bokeh and lens flare. Okay, the first thing I want to say, and the reason why I read that entire prompt to you, is just to show you like how insane this is about to get when it comes to video. I've been saying for a long time we're going to be able to generate like movies with video. Everyone's going to be able to become a movie editor, a movie producer, and I've gotten a lot of pushback from people in the film industry that are like, there's no way people are going to know all of the, they're going to be able to make a video as good as ours. There's our, like regular people trying to make videos or trying to be movie editors. They're going to just come up with like garbage pretty much. So while I think that they're probably a little overprotective, I do think that there are some good points here. And that is that when you look at this prompt and it's talking about golden backlit and dreamy bokeh. I don't even know what bokeh is. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. And lens flare. These are not the things that come to mind when I'm like trying to generate something or when I'm trying to think of like a clip. I'm like, if I'm making a movie, right? I'm like, okay, well, like there's a reindeer walking across the field and he kind of like looks at you and like says something, right? Like, I don't know. Maybe I'd say like put a prompt like that. But this is like so much different. It's like whoever can think of the most cinematic prompts, and you essentially have to like imagine what this amazing shot is going to look like. And then you can like explain it, but you have to know all the right words to explain it, like lens flare and bokeh and, backlit and sun-kissed and cinematic lighting, like soft. It's just like, I don't know. Jamie, you're kind of really big into video and photography. So I'm sure to you, like this stuff is maybe less foreign, but I think there's going to be a learning curve for people trying to generate these videos.
I agree. But at the same time, Adobe Premiere is a pretty expensive software. It's like $20 a month, so you don't pay for it unless you're pretty serious about video production. So I see yes and no, where I think, you know, again, the more serious person may know some of those terms and know like what they're looking for. What I think's really cool and interesting about Adobe integrating AI video is that part of the problem with stock footage up to this point is if you go and buy, you know, a stock clip of something, it typically already has a color grade on it and the style isn't necessarily going to mesh with your other content, your other clips you're putting in there. But if you could generate, if you know exactly what you want and you could generate it with AI and then put your color grade over the top of everything, it's going to seem a lot more natural in your integration. And I feel like it will be a lot more useful to people even than stock footage. So, you know, and I know there'll be, it'll probably take a while for the quality to get up to par with what people want. But I mean, if you look in the past year of where AI video has come, I think it's, you know, it's only a matter of time. And, you know, Runway even has all the camera motions now that you can just click and choose your camera motion. I think that'll be something they integrate as well. Yeah, I think it's going to be really useful and really important moving forward with video production. And then, you know, Canva is another one. They recently just did a price hike, which people are, you know, maybe a little bit upset about, but Canva is one of those tools that for me actually replaced me having to pay for Photoshop. So it started off as kind of like a free program and it had some kind of, you know, unique tools, but anyone who is serious about graphic design would still use Photoshop, but it's kind of flip-flopped at this point because of their growth and their use of AI. And now I even see like really highly produced commercials for Canva because they're growing so fast. So I think with the price hike comes, you know, you're going to kind of filter out some of those people who aren't as serious and you know, they're catering more to the people who use it for business and graphic design and marketing, things like that.
I think that the price hike on that, it's kind of interesting, but like, I'll say I have Canva Pro. I used the free version of Canva for like 4 or 5 years probably before ever getting Pro. And the only reason I got Pro was because I had a really important business pitch deck that I needed to make for some investors. I had a deadline due. Someone had given me a template. It had a bunch of Pro like graphics and images in the template. I needed to like submit this pitch deck to them like ASAP. And I didn't want to go through the effort of like pulling out all the finding and pulling out all the premium items and replacing them. Like I just didn't have time. So I'm like, okay, forget it. $20 a month. I'll just get Pro. Once I did that though, it was kind of like, I like never downgraded because all of a sudden I loved being able to access all of the graphics. Like previously I'd try to like filter through and just find the free ones. So I loved having all the graphics. I loved never having that problem. There's just more features. And it was just so much more useful. So I do use the Pro version. But I think with the price hike, you're right. It's going to filter out people. If I wasn't, I don't know. I'm probably the worst. I'll probably just keep with the price hike, but there definitely is going to be people that like, if they were in my shoes and they didn't really need it that much, they might just go back to using the free tier or whatever. Again, you don't get the AI tools, which I love the AI tools now, like the background remover. But at the same time, I've heard a lot of people complain saying like, look, it's cool that they have AI tools. They're not like the best though. So you usually go somewhere else except for the background remover. You got to use the background remover, which of course there's other websites for, but they got like, they try to charge you. They got weird credit systems. So okay. I got sick of that and just use their background remover. It's great.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, if you look at the article we just covered about the company someone somewhere who made an AI generated image and it basically exploded their company. They got a contract with Adidas. You know, as people start to realize the value of AI and what it can do for their business, I think they're going to be more willing to pay for these tools. So that's, I think, partially why we're seeing price increases with some of these more, you know, premium features that use AI, because it is valuable and it can change the course of your business. So, yeah. These are, if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to leave us a review. That really makes a big difference for us in our podcast. And also check out the school community. We have over 140 members now, and that is just a really great place. If you're serious about learning how to use AI to make money, you're going to want to join it.